Good evening. I'm Richard Camp, and welcome to Sports Talk at Jefferson's tonight. We got a great show coming up for you guys. We've got some players from Fort Payne. We've got Coach Davis from Geraldine, along with several of his players. So y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
What you doing?
Just saving Kevin some money by bundling his home and auto coverage.
Nice. I wonder what Kevin's doing.
Call Alpha Agent Michelle Graham in Fort Payne for a quote today.
Stuck on the side of the road? Whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m., 24/7 Towing and Recovery has your back, day or night. Flat tire, logged out, dead battery, or need a tow? Our professional team is ready to help, anytime, anywhere. With fast response times and reliable service, we'll get you back on the road in no time. Call 24/7 Towing and Recovery now, because we're just a phone call away, anytime, anywhere. 24/7 Towing and Recovery, your roadside heroes, always on call.
Hey, I'm Coach Camp, and welcome back to Jefferson Sports Talk. We're glad to be here this evening. We have Coach Davis from Geraldine. Really glad to have you here, Coach. I appreciate you taking time out of your evening after a long week of practice, I'm sure, to be here with us. So, welcome. Glad you guys are here. So, Coach, if you would, just give us maybe a little bit of background, introduce yourself to our audience, and then we'll continue on from there, maybe talk a little bit about the team and kind of what's upcoming. So if you'll just kind of introduce everybody to you.
Yeah, my name's Coach Michael Davis. I'm a graduate of Geraldine High School, so Geraldine's home for me. Have two kids with one on the way, a beautiful wife. I'm home, so, you know, everything that we do around Geraldine means a whole lot to me. It means a whole lot to my family because that's home for us, and yeah. So we bleed purple.
That's awesome. We were talking a little earlier, and I'm at home also. Starting my 30th season at Fort Payne, my alma mater, and we got that in common. And we mentioned earlier, you know, when you come back home, if you get run off from home, you've got nowhere else to go. So you got to work that much harder. So this week, Coach, you got Collinsville coming up. Big region game for you. Can you give us a preview? I don't want your game plan, but can you kind of let us know how practice has gone and how your preparation has gone this week?
First off, Coach Willingham does a really good job with his guys. They're very athletic on the perimeter, do a lot of good things offensively to get his guys the football. They spread it around. They have got a good running back in Quintavious Rogers. Offensive line's very, very athletic, very athletic. And Coach Williams' grandson, the quarterback's really athletic as well. He does a really good job. And then defensively, they just get after it. You know, they, I want to say that they're a whole lot more physical. And, you know, that comes with age. And those guys have been playing a long time and a lot of football played together. And it shows when you turn the film on.
A lot of defense is effort anyway. You just
say
it after. So you guys hadn't played. When was the last time you played Collinsville? A couple years ago?
2021. We've played them in some scrimmage type deals in the spring. But, 2021 was the last time we played.
Yeah, I was noticing you guys have been scoring a lot more than you've been giving up. You know, you're averaging, 42, 43 points a game, which is awesome, and only giving up about maybe 10 points a game. So what have you done? Is that the way you gear your practices? Is that the way you are? Do you hang your hat on your defense, your offense? How do you I know you probably spend a lot of time on both sides of the ball, don't get me wrong, and they're both important, but I mean, are you how do you approach that?
Whatever it takes to win. But I can tell you how we approach our approach to every game doesn't really change. On Sundays when we meet, majority of it's how we're going to stop the opposing team. You know, how we if we can't stop the opposing team, then nothing else really matters. That may be the worst feeling in football is when you can't stop each other. You know, I don't like games like that, so we want to take pride in what we do defensively and stopping people and playing really physical defense. And, you know, we're a small school, so we have a lot of guys that play both ways. So we feel like, you know, running the football and stopping the run, if you're physical on offense, a lot of those guys that are going to play defense are also going to be physical and get after it. So it's a thing that we see transition, and, yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to stop the run and be able to run the football.
Very good. Yeah, so you guys are 4-1. Collinsville 4-1. You guys are 2-1 in the region. They're 2-1 in the region, so it should be a really good matchup tomorrow night. I know you're excited about it. You want to mention maybe a couple of players offensively or defensively that have been playing really well for you?
Mm-hmm. Our offensive and defensive line. Behind us here, we have all of our offensive linemen. We rushed for over 500 yards of offense.
They have a lot of wings, too.
That's it. That's it. They can eat, and they deserve it. You know, they don't get all the credit like the skilled players get, so we try to, you know, try to lift them up and show them that we care about them every opportunity that we get.
Right. Very good. Well, Coach, I appreciate catching up, getting to know you a little bit. Good luck tomorrow night. Hope you guys I wish you guys the best, and we'll be right back with more Jefferson Sports Talk.
Thank you.
When tough jobs need tougher equipment, there's only one name you can trust, Bobcat of Fort Payne. From compact loaders to powerful excavators, we've got the equipment you need to tackle any challenge, big or small. Reliable, durable, and built to perform. At Bobcat of Fort Payne, we're not just about machines, we're about service. Our team is here to support you every step of the way, from sales to service and beyond. Visit Bobcat of Fort Payne today, where power meets performance, and you meet your next great machine.
Bruce's Food Bank is proud to stand behind our Fort Payne Wildcats. As your local grocery store, we are committed to bringing you the best for game day and every day. Grill up something special with our USDA choice beef. Need to freshen up your game day spread? Our produce is fresh every day. Craving something different? Swing by our sushi station for a game-winning selection of freshly made rolls. At Bruce's Foodland, we are more than just your local grocer. We're your biggest fans.
Welcome to Builder Supply Company, your trusted partner for all your construction and home improvement needs. At Builder Supply, we're more than just a store. We're your neighbors, friends, and fellow community members. From high-quality lumber to the latest power tools, we have everything you need to bring your visions to life. Our experts are always ready to assist you in finding the perfect solutions for your projects. Builder Supply Company, your building partner, your community, your success.
Hey, Fort Payne, it's game time. And the Cabin Sportsman and Pond is ready to gear you up for the great outdoors and cheer on our Wildcats. Whether you're looking for the best deals on hunting supplies or need great outdoor clothing, we've got you covered. So we're not just about the hunt, we're all about the game too. That's why we're proud to support our Fort Payne Wildcats football team. So whether you're hitting the woods or the stands, come see us at the Cabin Sportsman and Pond with gear that's as tough as our team.
Welcome back to Jefferson Sports Talk. I'm here with Geraldine's players, O-line, D-line players, guys that make it all happen. So we're going to start this evening, guys. We just want to start on this side and let you introduce yourselves, maybe tell us what position you play, what grade you're in, and we'll just move around to coach there. So we'll start here.
My name is Trevor Williams. I'm quick tackle. I'm in 10th grade.
My name is Eli Mitchell. I'm a freshman, and I play strong tackle.
My name is Benjamin Norwood. I'm a center.
My name is Casey Menicelli, and I'm a tackle, and I'm in 10th grade.
My name is Colin Willis. I'm a senior, and I play strong guard.
My name is Jacob Bryant. I'm a sophomore, and I play fullback.
My name is Dylan Galloway, and I'm a junior, and I play left guard.
My name is Gavin Akins. I'm a sophomore, and I play tight end.
My name is Gabriel Garcia. I'm a junior, and I play middle linebacker.
I'm Russell Hatley. I'm the offensive line coach.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Good-looking bunch. I wanted to ask you who's the toughest, you know. But anyway, no, it's really good to have you guys here. You got a big game this week, big region game this week with Collinsville. How do you feel like your preparation's been this week? You had a good week of practice?
I think we had a good week of practice. I think we did great.
Very good. Anybody else? How have y'all felt like? Do y'all get a lot of scrimmage in this week? It was physical. Physical practice this week?
Yes, sir. Seen you're more focused this week.
Good. good. They're 2-1. You guys are 2. I mean, I'm sorry. They're 4-1, 2-1 in the region play. And you guys are 4-1, 2-1. So there's really a lot on the line, keeping that winning record going. Coach, how have you felt this week is going?
I felt good about it. Every week we're looking to just build on previous week's performance. So I think we did that well this week.
Right. Good. The most of you guys, do you get to play on both offense and defense? Both line positions. All of you guys have a offensive and defensive position, or some of you just O-line?
Just O-line.
Just O-line?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. So what give me what y'all have done to get to where you are right now. You're having a lot of success. You're really scoring a lot of points on offense, right? So what do you think has made you guys so productive on offense this year? Anybody have a?
Just coming off the ball. That helps a lot.
Right.
And effort.
Now, are you guys a spread team, run the ball more?
Run the ball.
Run the ball. Two backs in the backfield or one?
Usually
this one. Shotgun or under center?
Shotgun.
Shotgun all the time. Very good. What about in the off season? Do y'all have a? What about your weight program? Do y'all lift weights all summer?
Yes,
still
sir.
Lifting
yes,
in the year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how is that going? Is that something you really enjoy, the weights?
Yes, we work on it.
I think that's where your team is built.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, give me some highlights. What do you think? Or give me a maybe not necessarily highlights. Give me a what you think you have to do well this week to perform to score 42 points this week. What are the keys to victory, I guess you'd say?
I think the biggest thing, which we tell these guys that all the time, is just focusing on doing the little stuff right. Because you get all that little things down, but it takes care of itself as far as the big picture goes. My philosophy with O-line is just the other team's job to stop us. So we focus on what we're doing, and like I said, just let everything take care of itself.
Yeah. We got a good-looking bunch here, so
yeah.
Listen, guys, we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
What you doing?
Just saving Kevin some money by bundling his home and auto coverage.
Nice. I wonder what Kevin's doing.
Call Alpha Agent Cy Giles in Atala for a quote today.
First Fidelity Bank has been serving our community since 1965, with locations in Fort Payne, Rainesville, and Eider. We offer fast, friendly, and easy service along with ATMs, mobile, and telephone banking. We understand that banking can be stressful, and we want to give you the help that you need just like family. First Fidelity Bank, the finest traditions of community banking. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Go Cats!
Whether you're an athlete pushing your limits or someone just trying to stay active, injuries can slow you down. At DeKalb Orthopedic and Sports Medicine in Fort Payne, we're here to get you back in the game. Our expert team offers personalized care, from advanced orthopedic treatments to tailored rehabilitation programs. We're dedicated to helping you heal, recover, and perform at your best. Don't let pain hold you back. Trust DeKalb Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, where your recovery is our priority.
Welcome back to Jefferson Sports Talk. I'm here with some of the Fort Payne football players this week, and we're glad that you guys are here. We'll just take a minute first, and we'll let you guys go around the horn here and introduce yourself, maybe tell your position and your age. Or grade, right?
Dax Farnador, quarterback, and I'm a senior.
Hayden Chambers, I'm a punter and kicker, a junior.
I'm Parker Wilson, I'm a nose guard, I'm a senior.
I'm Fisher Abbott, I'm a wide receiver, and I'm a senior as well.
Okay, good. Well, again, appreciate you guys being back. It's 2 weeks. Some of you guys have been here, and it's a real, you know, privilege to get to speak and talk to y'all and everything. We got a big game coming up this week, right? What do you feel like, Fisher, are some of the things we've got to do well this week to get a win?
I think we got to establish a run game early, as Coach Elmore's been talking about this week, and then we just got to make routine plays routinely.
Right, routine. I've heard him say that a bunch of practice. Dax, what do you think? What do you think our keys are this week? I know we finally got all our running backs back, and then now we're down a receiver. So, how you think we've done this week? Prep's been this week, and what do you think we're going to have to do to be as good as we can be tomorrow night?
I think we've done a really good job rallying around the injury we had this week, or finding out what happened to Blake, and so that's obviously really challenging and hard. But I feel like our guys stepped up. Just kind of next man up mentality and roll with the punches and try to play for Blake and do the best we can for him. And Fisher said it right, establishing the run and doing what we can do. And also they're going to give us a lot of one-on-one matchups on the perimeter. So we feel like we need to hit those big explosive plays, be able to win wide receiver-wise. And I just got to get them the ball and let them win on those one-on-one battles.
Win the one-on-one battle. All right, Parker, you play defensive line. What do you think this week defensively we've got to do to propel us to a win?
Just got to do our job, hold the point, make sure we're not getting driven off the ball. Just make sure we're staying on our guys. Just mainly just doing our job. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it. You probably thought those watching thought he said defensive back, but no, he's a defensive lineman. It's hard to believe. All right, Hayden, give us a special teams look. What are things you have to do special teams-wise, kicking, punting, all those things to help us, because so many games are won and lost in special teams, and I think it's a very overlooked portion of a complete team. So give us your take on what we have to do to be successful.
On kickoffs, we just have to make sure we get the ball in the end zone every time, so it makes Buckhorn start on the 20. Makes it way easier on our defense, harder on their offense. Wise, I hope I don't have to go out there. I hope Dax and them score every single time. But if I do, just either a high ball that they can't return or away from the returner, because Buckhorn's got a pretty good returner. And field goals, we just got to – we need our blockers to block. We need a fast operation time. And
yeah, we had a couple of last week miscues and got a couple of blocks. So we've worked on that this week, so we'll be better. Let's see, Dax, you being a senior and all, this is your last go around. Here we are midway through the season, right? And we're getting into region play. We've got a couple of big games coming up. This would be one of them. You have to take them one at a time. But do you think we feel any – is there extra pressure on you this week because of where we are? Do you feel any extra pressure?
Not really. I don't feel that pressure. We obviously know the seriousness and importance of the game, obviously, as a senior. Obviously, I want to be able to host the first round of the playoffs, and so we really think that this game is going to come down to who's going to be able to get the host. So, I don't feel more pressure, but I obviously know that this game is very important, like all of them, but probably more important, and just knowing that this win would be really big for us seniors and also to propel us into Gadsden City next week, getting our fourth victory in a win in a row.
Good. Yeah, you're right, man. This is a big game. I feel like it's going to be a playoff kind of atmosphere. I'm hoping we got a huge crowd there tomorrow night. What do you guys think? Do you feel extra pressure at receiver, D-line, especially since y'all have extra pressure?
If anything, I'm more excited because, like you said, we're going to have a lot of one-on-one matchups this week. It's going to be able to give us a chance to make some plays. Make him look good.
What about you, Clark?
Just ready to hit somebody in the mouth and establish dominance.
Hayden, what about you?
It's the same every game for me. Just go out there and do my job to the best of my ability. And
yeah, that's good. All right, you guys got anything else to add? Anybody want to say hi to before we go? All right, well, we appreciate y'all taking time. We've had a long week of practice, a long day today. Got a lot of activities going on. But anyway, so appreciate you taking time to come and share with us, and best of luck tomorrow night. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
What you doing?
Just saving Kevin some money by bundling his home and auto coverage.
Nice. I wonder what Kevin's doing.
Call Alpha agent Michelle Graham in Fort Payne for a quote today.
Stuck on the side of the road? Whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m., 24/7 Towing and Recovery has your back, day or night. Flat tire, locked out, dead battery, or need a tow? Our professional team is ready to help anytime, anywhere. With fast response times and reliable service, we'll get you back on the road in no time. Call 24/7 Towing and Recovery now, because we're just a phone call away, anytime, anywhere. 24/7 Towing and Recovery, your roadside heroes, always on call.
When tough jobs need tougher equipment, there's only one name you can trust, Bobcat of Fort Payne. From compact loaders to powerful excavators, we've got the equipment you need to tackle any challenge, big or small. Reliable, durable, and built to perform. At Bobcat of Fort Payne, we're not just about machines, we're about service. Our team is here to support you every step of the way, from sales to service and beyond. Visit Bobcat of Fort Payne today, where power meets performance, and you meet your next great machine.
Bruce's Food Bank is proud to stand behind our Fort Payne Wildcats. As your local grocery store, we are committed to bringing you the best for game day and every day. Grill up something special with our USDA choice beef. Need to freshen up your game day spread? Our produce is fresh every day. Craving something different? Swing by our sushi station for a game-winning selection of freshly made rolls. At Bruce's Foodland, we are more than just your local grocer. We're your biggest fans.
Welcome to Builder Supply Company, your trusted partner for all your construction and home improvement needs. At Builder Supply, we're more than just a store. We're your neighbors, friends, and fellow community members. From high-quality lumber to the latest power tools, we have everything you need to bring your visions to life. Our experts are always ready to assist you in finding the perfect solutions for your project. Builder Supply Company, your building partner, your community, your success.
Hey Fort Payne, it's game time, and the Cabin Sportsman and Pond is ready to gear you up for the great outdoors and cheer on our Wildcats. Whether you're looking for the best deals on hunting supplies or need rugged outdoor clothing, we've got you covered. So we're not just about the hunt, we're all about the game too. That's why we're proud to support our Fort Payne Wildcats football team. So whether you're hitting the woods or the stands, come see us at the Cabin Sportsman and Pond with gear that's as tough as our team.
What you doing?
Just saving Kevin some money by bundling his home and auto coverage.
Nice. I wonder what Kevin's doing.
Call Alpha agent Cy Giles in Atala for a quote today.
First Fidelity Bank has been serving our community since 1965, with locations in Fort Payne, Rainsville, and Ider. We offer fast, friendly, and easy service along with ATMs, mobile, and telephone banking. We understand that banking can be stressful, and we want to give you the help that you need just like family. First Fidelity Bank, the finest traditions of community banking. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Go Cats!
Whether you're an athlete pushing your limits or someone just trying to stay active, injuries can slow you down. At DeKalb Orthopedic and Sports Medicine in Fort Payne, we're here to get you back in the game. Our expert team offers personalized care, from advanced orthopedic treatments to tailored rehabilitation programs. We're dedicated to helping you heal, recover, and perform at your best. Don't let pain hold you back. Trust DeKalb Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, where your recovery is our priority.
Service, honor, and sacrifice. There are many great cities, but there's only one place we can truly call home.
At Fort Payne Urgent Care, we know the importance of accessible, quality medical care. That's why our walk-in clinic provides convenient and comfortable care 5 days a week. Our skilled team of medical professionals are equipped to provide quick assessment and treatment for children and adults, always being there when you need us most.
From Fort Payne Urgent Care, go Cats!
For over a century, First Southern State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been a part of the fabric of Northeast Alabama. We believe in the power of tradition, the strength of community, and the importance of trust. From personal banking to business solutions, our dedicated local staff is here to offer the service you deserve. With two locations in Fort Payne, we're committed to treating every customer like family. Because at First Southern State Bank, community isn't just where we work. It's who we are.
Fort Payne is more than just a place, it's home. And for over 80 years, the Fort Payne Improvement Authority has been powering our progress. From reliable electricity to innovative energy solutions, FPIA is committed to keeping our community running smoothly. We are here for your needs today and preparing for tomorrow, ensuring Fort Payne continues to grow, brighter than ever. Fort Payne Improvement Authority, powering our past, present, and future.
At the local burrito company, we believe in fresh ingredients. Whether you're in the mood for a hearty burrito, crispy tacos, or fully loaded nachos, you're the boss. Pick your base, pile on the toppings, and create a meal that's uniquely yours. Our ingredients are always fresh, our flavors always bold. We're committed to giving you the best from the first bite to the last. Craving something fresh? Something you can make your own? The local burrito company has you covered with your way every day.
My Supply is a one-stop shop for all your hardware and industrial supply needs. Our massive selection includes plumbing and electrical necessities, and a wide variety of fasteners, tools, air fittings, and more. Our website features also online shopping, so you can get the right tool for the job from anywhere. So stop by My Supply for all your hardware and industrial needs, or visit mysupply.net.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm just finishing up this claim for Rachel.
Huh, what's Rachel doing?
Call Alpha Agent Tyler Griggs in Fort Payne for a quote today.
Bye, Mom.
Have a good day. Here you go.
What do you think?
We'll take it.
At First State Bank, we strive to make your banking experience a breeze, so you can focus on what matters most. First State Bank, hometown banking wherever you are.
Yo!
As a superintendent, anytime you're designing and building new facilities, they're thinking about how do we make sure that that school can function not only for today, but in 25 years to 50 years.
I do know about running a school system, but I did not know a whole lot about construction. So Scout, just having them on board is just tremendous.
Jay and Sloan both make you feel like you're part of the project and you're not an outsider. There would be no way that I would go into a project without them.
Shankle's Body Shop. we've been a staple in this community for generations. Whether it's a dent, a scratch, or a complete overhaul, we treat your vehicle like it's one of our own. Family owned and operated, Shankles has been trusted for expert craftsmanship and hometown service. From the first fender bender to major repairs, we've got you covered. Shankles Body Shop, where tradition meets quality, serving you and your family for generations.
From Shankles Body Shop,
go Cats!
At Siemens Energy, we're powering through the future. From renewable energy to efficient gas turbines, we're driving the transition to a more sustainable world. Together, we're shaping tomorrow's energy.
Quality.
Ingenuity.
Innovative.
Excellent.
Siemens Energy. Let's make tomorrow different today.
This is Southern Properties, and we're proud to call Fort Payne home. Just like our Wildcats, we believe in hard work, dedication, and community. As you cheer on the Fort Payne Wildcats this season, know that we're here to support you on and off the field. Whether you're buying or selling, trust the local experts who are as passionate about Fort Payne as you are. Southern Properties, rooted in tradition, committed to your future. Let's win this together.
In the heart of Fort Payne, our roots run deep. We're not just a company, we're part of this community. For years, we've clothed the children of Fort Payne and around the world, providing quality and care with every piece we send out. We're more than just a business. We've created jobs that have kept Fort Payne strong and vibrant, and we're proud to say that we have grown together. And as we look to the future, we're excited to keep growing with Fort Payne. The Children's Place Distribution Center, proudly supporting our community on and off the